Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Dairy farmers across the state can now sign up for the USDA Dairy Margin Protection Program. Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says the new program is based on the old program, but also contains a number of improvements.
Decrease the premium. This added to the amount of margin that was available. The previous program had an $8 margin availability. This one has a $9.50 availability. A little more flexibility as well for bigger producers. They had a disincentive to participate in the last round. All producers have a good incentive to participate in this round.
Northey says the program is retroactive to the first of the year.
Right out of the gate, we now know, since half the year has happened and we have margins through April, that we now know that participation this year alone will more than pay for the premium for this year's coverage and will start to pay the premium in the next few years.
He adds several dairy farmers have already signed up for the program.
About half and half have locked in either for the five-year coverage and said they'll participate for the full 5 years. They're able to receive a 25% discount on their premiums if they do that. And about half of them have elected for the annual coverage, so just indicated their interest this year.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Agriculture Undersecretary Bill Northey says if farmers have questions, the Farm Service Agency office can always help.
It's important to get into your FSA office to be able to have a discussion. If you're still unsure, to be able to look at that decision tool that's online, they should be able to search just for USDA Dairy Margin Decision Tool, and that decision tool should pop up and they can put in their own numbers.
He adds county offices will also be reaching out to producers prior to the September deadline.
You'll see outreach from our county offices to their producers in those counties. You may see some more information in the mail individually, but you'll continue to see information through our groups that reach out. So our co-ops, our other businesses, our associations will continue to reach out and remind folks there is a September 20 deadline, and we'd like to be able to have folks fully consider their participation in this program and highly recommend it.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.